This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Hello.
Holler.
I was trying to go back to what we were talking about earlier. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off today. It is Fibonacci Day. Did I pronounce that?
Fibonacci.
Did you teach me? Fibonacci.
Fibonacci.
Fibonacci Day. All right, so we've been talking in New Jersey language, the dialect, if you will, about Mr.
Really?
Well,
we actually Fibonacci from like.
I was thinking about the discussion we had with regard to Lady Gaga and how she sounded like a Gucci.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's an art to that. I think there is, with a lot of the Italians that I know.
You would think with her ability with music that she'd pick up on accents pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably. Well, it's really amazing. There's a fellow from Australia who's been in Chicago. He was in the medical show, and then he was in, I forget his name. He just left Chicago Fire. He's a well-known actor. I just can't remember his name. And he's Australian. And when you listen to him, it's like Damian Lewis, who's a Brit. But yet they lose their native accents. And it seems to me that's a really, that's a difficult thing to do. How do you consciously lose the accent? So and people say to me, well, maybe you're a good example of that, and maybe I am. I had a New England accent you could cut with a knife when I went to school, and I determined to get rid of it, and I did. Well, you know, once in a while you hear something that creeps in. But for the most part, I have lost it, and it was thinking about it, but I don't think about it now. It just is. It's not part of my, it would be very distracting, and I'd be distressed probably if, in fact, I did come out sounding like a New Englander, like Kennedy. I couldn't stand it. It sounded like Ted Kennedy. Mm-hmm. My friends teased me about it, so I wanted to survive and have some friends while I was in college. So that's what, that's how I lost my accent. At any rate, you couldn't do a radio program that was like this. And have, you know, that the accent. You just couldn't.
You would be surprised. There is a radio show with Southerners, and I've listened to it before, and I'm like, are you even speaking English? You're just mumbling. It's super, super Southern twang, and I don't know how anybody even understands what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so the reason we brought up Fibonacci Day is because Leonardo Bonacci, is it Bonacci? Invented a pattern of counting that continues to influence math and technology even today. Pattern is made up of numbers that sum the previous two numbers before them, like 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13. So let's figure this out. 1, 1 is 2. Okay. 1 and 2 is 3. 2 and 3 is 5. Okay, I got it. 3 and 5 is 8. So what's the point?
You never study this? This is literally
This
is in earth science. This is literally every pattern from DNA to hurricanes uses the sequence.
Why?
Yeah, this is how stock trading is used. It's like the original algorithm. This is the pattern.
For what, though? Pattern for what? What do you do with it?
That's what I'm saying. It's a sequence that's, like I just said, it's used in computing, writing code. It's used for stock trading, for architecture, design. I mean, it's literally everywhere.
What is it used for?
It's a mathematical equation. So they use it depending if you're, obviously if you're studying DNA, it's different than if you're studying hurricanes, but they use it as a naturally occurring pattern in nature. And so like it's even tree rings. When you cut open a tree ring, it has the same pattern to it. I can't believe you never have heard of the Fibonacci pattern. It's literally what, like, it's like the Force from Star Wars. It's like what everything is based on.
I'm completely lost. This is kind of like today has been one of those days. We have spent behind the scenes, hours it would seem, trying to figure out how it is how it is that the
all for
the,
you to post the, one picture. On
well,
Facebook.
No, I have a bunch of pictures that I want to post, but is this stuff
but
changing?
We didn't even get through the first one, I don't think.
Well, then we're going to go back. We're going to try something different when we.
It's fine. I told Jay I do this 2 to 3 times a week with my mother. So yeah. It's the same. You say the same things that she says, and
nice
it's yeah,
a good
it's,
company.
It's just
yeah,
like
yeah. It's not just
it.
You. Other people are having this issue too.
Well, but your father doesn't. Your father and I do business all the time. He seems very adept at finding things or making it work. You know,
I taught him about technology years ago.
You did. Uh-huh. Okay.
Fun fact: I was 5 years old when I taught him how to use a computer. That's what it's really? About being a millennial. And what is it? Wait, what do they call us? A geriatric millennials?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. There we go. What? And I'm a boomer, and so is your father. So we have that. It must be something in the brain, though, that you just left out as you were growing
no,
up.
No, you know what? I said to my mom too the other day, and she was getting all frustrated because she couldn't order something online, and I don't know. She does a lot of the same things that you do.
She can't do it. What do I do?
Oh,
is that what she
yes,
does?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, the boomers, I really do feel sorry for you guys because you have the biggest digital divide of any generation since the advent of technology. You know, I mean, Jay and I have had computers in front of us our whole lives.
Yeah.
It's just, and kids who are younger, you know, when you go down to the Gen Z kids, I mean, they're learning how to code in grammar school. Mm-hmm. So you guys had nothing. I mean, you guys, Jay, it was so funny. Last week, I don't think you were here. When Doug said this, I mean, Doug doesn't like that phone, that telephones, like, don't connect to a person who connects him to someone that he wants. Like,
oh, like a party line?
No, like, just like 1950 or 1940, call up, like, Mabel, the operator, and then she connects you to somebody else, and everybody knows everybody's business. Like,
remember Laffian and
those are the days
Lily
that
Tomlin.
Doug longs
yeah,
for.
Right.
And now today people are like, don't call me, just text.
Yeah. Oh, someone calls me, I already get exhausted.
Oh, yeah, I know. Victoria's horrible on the phone. Awful.
When people leave a voicemail, I'm like, what's the point? I saw you called. It says missed call. I don't need your voicemail.
And I just text people back. I don't call them back.
You can't clarify. How do you fix a problem? I can't fix a problem by sending texts back and forth.
You can't, maybe, but...
No, but how do you communicate with people in a level playing field when you're just... The flat screen has no emotion to it. It has no direction. It just is... It's a flat web, like a vast wasteland of nothingness.
I have a friend that agrees with you, Doug. She's actually younger than me, and she doesn't like texting, but she also understands that nobody else wants a phone call, so she does the voice dictate, so like voice to text, or not voice dictate, not voice to text,
yeah,
but
she
leaves voice memos, and so you have to listen to it. I'm like, I didn't want to be on the phone. I don't want to listen to your voice memo.
I think you need a new friend. That's really awful.
Great. There we go.
She's very toxic.
Yeah. All right, speaking of toxic... Kyle Rittenhouse was interviewed and has lots to say. Probably if I were him, I'd have kept my mouth shut. But at any rate...
Yeah, and coming out and saying he supports the BLM movement. Okay.
Yeah. But just, you know, with the kid's a bird brain. And so he just, you know, people are going to take advantage of him, like that boob Tucker Carlson. They're going to take advantage of him. He's not that bright. Obviously, you can tell that by just... you know, watching his movements and paying attention the way he was in court. And so, you know, it seems to me that his parents ought to step in here. This kid is not very mature. And to let him go on with the likes of Tucker Carlson, supposedly Diane Sawyer is going to, is she interviewing him too? Where did I get that?
You would
I don't
think
know.
There's going to be some big interview. I'm still waiting for lawsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I thought was really
disgraceful. Excuse me for a second, Victoria. Jay, that's the exact thing. He's going to get sued by the families, and if he's smart, he just shuts up.
Oh, no, I think he's going to sue people. I think
who's he
he's going to
who's he going to sue?
Everybody who labeled him a white supremacist, everybody who, you have the defamation kind of situation. Think about that kid, I forget his name, but the kid who was on a class trip and... they were near Native Americans, and people thought that they were heckling the Native Americans, but then full video showed that they were the ones being heckled.
Yeah.
And he got millions of dollars suing all of the news outlets.
Yeah. Well, the news outlets deserve to be sued.
But what I was going to say is, what I thought was extra disgusting, and I'm not surprised given the source, but Representative Matt Gaetz, remember that guy who still has his little shenanigans of, you know, trafficking underage girls across state lines? So we've got him, and then Representative Gozer, who is the guy who was passing around the violent video of stabbing President Biden with swords and killing AOC. Remember that? He was just recently censured.
He
was just recently censured. So the two of them get in this Twitter thing where they're each telling each other how they were going to fight over Kyle Rittenhouse to be their intern. Great. I'm like, oh, okay, that's great.
All right, so let's a little bit about the parade suspect. Have anything more on that? Five counts of intentional homicide after plowing into that crowd. And so what happens next with him? He's in jail, can't. He's not. They won't post bond on him, will they?
I think today he finds out. Later this afternoon, 4 o'clock local time, he goes into court. So he'll either be held without bail, which I'm assuming is definitely what's going to happen, since he just jumped bail twice. He already jumped bail twice. So either they're going to set it at some astronomical amount, or they just will hold him without bail.
So how are they? There supposedly is an internal review going on now. This guy's name is Daryl Brooks, by the way. He got out on a bail of $1,000 last Friday for doing something else, right?
Right, and 2 days later, that's when he mowed everybody down.
Right, yeah.
And while fleeing from a knife fight.
Right.
Right, so he was already up to no good all weekend long, and it just happened to be, as he was fleeing from one crime scene, he created another.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, at any rate, never is a dull moment, no question about that. We didn't talk much about COVID today. The fact that 90% of federal workers now have their shots. The deadline is January 1st, right? For all federal employees to get their shots.
Well, federal, I'm not sure, because when Biden signed that back in, I don't know, August or so, I think everyone had 75 days. So I think that deadline may have already passed. Mm-hmm. The January 4th deadline, that is for private businesses with 100 or more employees. That's what's being held up in court right now. So that's going to have to work its course. You know.
95% of federal workers have at least one vaccination dose, have a pending exemption or extension request. That's an interesting number. It's 18 after the hour. Another interesting number here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Half the hour now. It's time for us to update some of the important trending stories on social media. That is Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, things that Jay follows to keep us in line. And up first is a saga that involves 80s teen star Tiffany right after this.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Oh, this is a remake. This is a cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Tiffany.
Yeah, no, I asked for
the Shondells. Shondells?
Yeah,
Shondells?
Right. It was done by the Shondells at first, yes. Okay.
Her biggest hit, number one on the Billboard. Hot 100, though.
All right. So she's from the 80s. So she would be in her, what, 40s, 50s? What? How old is this woman now?
What was she when she was going around 50s? The mall performing, like, teenager?
Maybe she's 50? I don't know. She's got to be older than that. Anyway, go on.
Really? I was thinking maybe top 40.
It was Tommy James with Shondells that had that. So I like her version better than his. I never liked his version, but that her version I kind of like.
Well, his version is creepy. Hers just
all right, she's 50.
Yeah,
she's 50.
Okay, yeah. So why is she getting people's attention?
Well, she's still on the road performing her hits. And
what
she had an issue.
Beside that one.
I was just, as I was saying that statement, I was like, wait, how many hits does she have?
Yeah, exactly.
So she did have other songs, but I just don't remember them.
Mm. Yeah. She was in Melbourne, Florida with her band, and belting out her songs, and she was doing I Think We're I think we're alone now. And she kind of started stumbling over some of the words. And so the crowd was singing along with her and helping her out. And near the end of the song, apparently she saw something she didn't like in the crowd, a heckler or something, and she just belts out, expletive deleted, you.
Sweet.
And then a rep for the singer says that she lost her voice and she was getting frustrated with her performance and she was struggling. She wasn't hitting some of the notes and she was a little embarrassed, Sweet. All of that stuff. So the heckling just got the best of her. But anyway, she had a little moment.
Yeah, good for her. All right. Our giveaway this week, we have 3 or 4 weeks of giving away a lot of swell prizes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's the Works annual giveaway here on the DJV program, WORX. So Jay kind of monitors that. Do you want to give us a clue as to what people will win under the circumstances? I'm going to decide Thanksgiving. This first week, I'll decide with Miles. We're going to go through all of the entries on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll pick out one. Meanwhile, what are we going to supply to the person that wins each week, Jay?
Yeah, it's a Works prize pack, which includes a Works Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus the Works Nitro 20-volt 4.5 compact circular saw, a value of $350. And all you got to do is go to @DJVShow on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell us about your favorite holiday memory, and then Doug will pick the winner. Doug and Miles will pick the winner.
So the
you only have until
week,
Thursday at noon, this right. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day at noon, and then we will announce this week's winner on Friday.
And it would be appropriate for you to give us, it isn't necessary, not mandatory, but give us a Thanksgiving memory for this first week. That seems to be pretty appropriate and make good sense.
Yeah.
All right, 28
and
after
suck up
hour.
To Doug.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before President Biden jets to Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving weekend, he will deliver a speech to the American people on how he plans to lower costs at 2 p.m. Eastern. Americans are getting hit with inflation due to many factors, including too much spending by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says the supply chain is partially to blame for inflation.
While our nation's importers are struggling with record shipping costs and our nation's exporters, including farmers, are struggling to get their product shipped, new data from the industry experts show that ocean carriers have been making extraordinary profits this year.
Bloomberg is reporting President Biden is planning to release oil stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as soon as Tuesday. Disgraced former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo would have been impeached had he stayed in office. An impeachment report has evidence of facts stating he sexually harassed 12 women, hid the accurate number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths, and pressured state employees to write his pandemic memoir. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As Kyle Rittenhouse was cleared of all wrongdoing on August 25th of last year by 12 of his peers, mainstream media and some politicians are disregarding the Constitution of the United States and spouting off their very own vigilantism. Kyle on Fox News talks about the early side of his case.
It actually started on August 24th. I was working my job as a lifeguard at the Recplex in Kenosha County, and then the riots were still going on and a curfew was implied. So I went to Dominic Black's house, and I stayed the night over there and saw the videos of the riots and the arson going on.
What did you think of it?
It was upsetting because Kenosha is my community, and I just was upset seeing my community up in flames. I stay the night August 24th. We wake up in the morning and we're talking like, let's go help our community. Let's go see what we can do. And we ended up at Ruther Central High School where we were cleaning graffiti for a couple hours. And then we met with the owners of CarSource and we offered to protect their business from fires, making sure the rest of their other two properties didn't get burned down like they did the night prior, and they agreed. We came back. We went back to Dominic's house and hung out there for a little bit, and then we went to CarSource to help protect the property and make sure it didn't set on fire again.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I've had a weight lifted from my shoulders, and I'm going to feel more excited this next half hour than I've been excited for hours. Jay and Victoria, well, not so much Victoria, because she has no patience for me doing all this stuff. So Jay's been the big help trying to get me to post some things, some more pictures of young Jasper. So I have a couple of more that I just posted at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And Jay will probably put those over on DJV just so you can get the warmth and the love. My two children with the baby's picture. That is a picture of Brendan on the couch with Jasper. Just things that are fun. And Jay asked me a question that I think has merit for everybody. Anybody who's a parent that's raising children, one of the things, you have more than one child, one of the things that's always on your mind is, how are my children going to get along? How do siblings get along with each other? I suppose I can turn that around and ask you, Jay and Victoria, how you got along with your siblings. As you asked me about Brendan and Megan, Brendan and Megan have always been close. Oh, since they were just little bubbas. I have a picture of them here in the studio in front of me when they were, I'm going to guess, Brendan's probably about 5 or 6. Megan's about 7 or 8. And they're on a couch.
Well, they must have fought, because I'm really close with my brother, too. But well, we had plenty of years where we would just wrestle and fight, and my mom would just be like, you two are going to kill each other.
No, oh, you mean you got physical with your face?
No, totally, yeah.
Oh, my sister and I, we would get physical, but they were never real fights.
No, I mean, not like no one got black eyes. I mean, like wrestling, you know, like siblings
do. Megan and Brendan, I don't... Megan was, you know, Megan is a dominant character, a dominant force in life no matter what. Even if... and her status now, she's a very... She's like you, Victoria, in a manner of speaking. You don't ever win an argument with her. You don't ever want to have an argument with her. And so it's like that's the way she is. It's very much of a Capricorn that way. So anyway, when they were growing up, they were in school together, and somebody in the library, because Megan was a little snotty when she was a kid, and she'd be the first to admit it. She was always telling everybody how smart she was. So this kid wrote something and etched it on a table in the library. And something, Megan, Stefan, blah, 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 blah. So Brendan saw it, and he and one of his friends went to the shop and got sandpaper, and they went back to the library, and they sanded that off of the table.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think he was probably seventh or eighth grade at the time. Yeah, it was. That's always been. They've looked out for each other. I can remember Brendan, Megan's first boyfriend in high school, Brendan didn't like. So he stood one day behind a tree. And when this guy was walking by, he jumped out in front of him and tackled him and told him to leave his sister alone because he didn't like him. So anyway, I mean.
That's cute.
Yeah. So
my sister and I always got along. We still do. We would fight. And my parents let us fight because it
really?
Was. Well, it was one of those things of we had to figure it out. We had to, you know, learn to get over whatever it was. And we always did. The only thing we ever fought about was it was clothes. Somebody borrowed somebody else's clothes.
Oh, I don't have a sister, but that's the number one thing I hear from my friends who have sisters. It's all the fights are about like clothes and shoes and things like that. Yeah,
it's solely about you borrowed something and you didn't ask first.
Mm-hmm. You know this. Very interesting poll that's floating around this week about children. Speaking of having children, being children, there is a pretty large proportion of U.S. adults who don't have children. You, Victoria, are an example of that. So is Jennifer. They say they're unlikely to want to have them. This is a Pew Research Center survey. The birth rate declining in our country. It's been going down for the last 6 or 7 years. And so can we keep up? Can we provide workers? It seems kind of basic. But I'm reminded of some of my friends from the farm. I had a girlfriend once who grew up on an Iowa farm. And she told me that the reason her parents said that they had her is because they needed her to work on the farm. So what kind of psychological impact? You know, she and I talked about that a lot. She's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
That's a horrible thing to tell your child.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's
what
self-serving.
Did you feel? But there were two boys and a girl, and the boys weren't enough to help to make the farm work, so they needed one more. So she was a big, rugged girl and was great on the farm. But I just, you know, I thought when we talked about that, it was really, I wouldn't want somebody to tell me that, frankly. But looking at this population statistical survey here, we have one of the questions we're asking ourselves, I guess, is do we have enough people to sustain the economy? Well, and all the people who want to open the floodgates and let the illegals come in, this is their argument. We don't have enough people. I mean, how many times have you heard that since Biden became president? Oh, we got to have more people to work. He's not saying it, but plenty of the people around him are saying it. And there may be something to it. One of the things, the problems that I've always had with our system, at least as I've been an adult, was the incentive to not work. And we still see that. Look at the hiring problems today. Yesterday we were talking about 4.5 million jobs changing just in 1 month. Last month, 4.5 million Americans changed their jobs to go up to something that they like better or paid more because there are those opportunities. You know, I mean, you can funnel this back to the virus from Wuhan and the Chinese, you know, wanting to screw up the world and doing a pretty good job of it. And here's another example.
But also part of it, I don't know, in a kind of a spiritual sense, I do think that there are silver linings in everything, and and I think that there have been some really good silver linings from the pandemic. I mean, there are, you know, to change up the landscape of how much businesses were paying for real estate, you know, for office space, to change that up in major cities and people commuting hours and hours a day sitting on mass transit when you can do the job at home. I mean, I think that there are a lot of good things that have come from it, and a lot of companies aren't going back
people
to the
your
way
age,
it was.
People your age think that's true. People my age don't. It's just that's the way we were brought up. It's a difference in the cultural slant of people in their approach to work. Work means you go someplace. You don't stay home. To people my age, when you go to work, you leave the house, you get in your car or your truck, and you drive to work. That's not what you are thinking, and I get that, but my generation says, ooh, this is weird. This doesn't make sense. This isn't good. That's what, you know, and so what you're saying to the point of not, you know, of having enough people to do the work and how things have changed in the pandemic, there are likely to be. I'm one who thinks we have too many people on the planet. We have too many people in our country, can't manage them, too many people on the planet, so something's going to happen. If Mother Nature somehow, and I'm not trying to be dire here, but this is going to either we'll all go or a large percentage, a huge number is going to just somehow be gone. Because the earth can't, Mother Nature is not going to allow us to keep building and building to have billions and billions more people. When I was a kid, the population of the earth was four, I remember studying it first, I think freshman in high school, 4.9 billion, and we're up to 7.4 now or something like that.
Yeah, it doubled in less than...
You can't support the earth. You can't support it.
It took the earth, I mean, it literally took civilization thousands and thousands, I mean, 30,000, 50,000 years, whatever it is, to get to 4 billion that you mentioned, and then it only took us 50 years to double that.
Yeah, 3 or 4,
And so, I mean, that's pretty stark. I mean, this survey, you know, certainly the about not having kids or not wanting kids, yeah, I mean, I certainly, I get it, because that's how Lewis and I are. But a lot of the reasons I also support, you know, I mean, climate change was one of the things that wouldn't be my number one, but it was one of the things that registered on the list of why you don't want to have kids.
You know, and it's a conversation Megan and I had, and I would think Brendan and I probably will have it. Why are you bringing children into the world? Megan will happily tell you that it's because of the inspiration of her mother and how she wanted to have someone. Actually, it was, you know, her mother, who's no longer alive, but one of the things that she wanted to do in her last and her final days was take care of the children. And that's not a reason to have. I mean, I think Megan just needed and wanted an extension of her and her husband. And this child has done marvelous things for her life, her psyche, her being. And as I pointed out in the post I just did with Brendan, Megan said that he was born into it. He is. He's perfect for it. So anyway, I just did some, you know, it's kind of cool to have this as a part of my life and share it, because I find the dimension that I've created with Miles, or he's created with me, or we've created together, to be like, and nothing else I've ever had in my life. Nothing. I wasn't the same way, excuse me, with
it's
my
children. It's truly an incredible amount of love that nobody prepares you for.
Yeah, exactly. That's neat. All right, so some of our program directors are wondering what we're doing on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm going to blame Victoria and Jennifer for this, maybe Jay too. I'd be happy to be here on Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to do it by myself, and they all want to have Thanksgiving with their family.
Shock. We want to hang out with our families.
Well, you could spend a few hours with me in the morning. It wouldn't kill you.
I have done every Thanksgiving alone
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, right. It's perfect.
No. Anyway. I'm new here. I don't get to weigh in yet.
No, well, yeah. Well, you don't have to, because
Jay,
Victoria,
you can get up and do Thanksgiving Day with him.
Yeah,
I've done the last five.
Yeah, there's an idea. Why don't we do that, Jay? We can
Victoria,
do that.
What is wrong with you?
I think Phil's already checked out anyway. I don't think he's around.
Phil right? has to cook not... for 16 people.
I left 2 days ago.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, on Thanksgiving, what you're going to hear, there are other programs that I do by myself, without the DJV ladies, without Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. One of them is the American Family Farmer. which talks about farming and the it's the Fairness Project that I am most recently on. But we have people on every week that that give ideas to family farmers as to how they can survive. And certainly this Thanksgiving we'll be talking a lot about the cost of the meal and why you're paying more and what it is that the farmer's getting out of this, which, by the way, is pretty disgusting. The farmer, for every dollar Americans spend on Thanksgiving meals this year, farmers get 14.3 cents. Can you imagine that? I can remember the stats back to the last 31 years. The American Farm Bureau Federation has been keeping the statistics on this. And one of the things, the stats this year, is that we're going to spend 14% more on the food than we did last year. Thanksgiving meal, 14% more. Dinner for 10 people is, let's see, $53.31 is the average, according to the Farm Bureau. And in 2020, it was $46.90. So that, you do the math. It's actually a little higher than 14%. But yet the farmer doesn't get, you know, I'm looking back at the stats here. The situation, you know, with turkeys, there are some turkeys being sold for $1.50 a pound. What'd you pay for your turkey? Do you remember, Jay or Victoria? How much a pound you paid for them?
I didn't buy a turkey, so we just ordered like a dinner. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Jay, did you buy a turkey? We brought a pre-smoked turkey, and it was a lot of money because the shipping and handling was almost as much as the turkey itself. But it's so good, we justify it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the farmer is getting screwed. And that's not necessarily the whole thing we're going to talk about on Thanksgiving. But one of the hours will be the American Family Farmer. And then we're going to have 2 hours devoted to your health and well-being. 1 hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, which is a program I do every week. The DGV Health Show. 1 hour with Ken Kronhaus and 1 hour with Jack Stockwell. That'll be our Thanksgiving. It's a different way of us providing service and helping you. The idea that the weekend shows are service-related, and many people don't get to hear them, although they're on a lot of the same stations. So I thought that would be a good way for us to help you through your Thanksgiving morning. It would be a service as well. So DJV Health with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and then the American Family Farmer Show with a focus on Thanksgiving. Those would be the things that will be for you to listen to on Thanksgiving, courtesy of the DJV program. It's 48 past the hour.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. Healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to spend some time with our friend Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. And we'll have some time for Lucille Ball's daughter and what she told Aaron Sorkin to do as he is producing. A lot of people are talking about this movie about Lucy and Desi. So let's find out what that all is about. Nicole Kidman's in it, you remember that. Javier Bardem is playing. Is it Bardem? It's Bardem? Bardem, right? Bardem?
Bardem.
Bardem. Bardem. Bardem. Plays the husband. Anyway, we'll get to what she said after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever. $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Now, this sounds like music from Grease, too. Am I right? Yes.
It was. All right. Well, you know that film well, Doug?
No, I just know somebody told me that this is music from Grease, too. So. There it is. All right, so why are we heralding and sharing this music?
I thought I would have some fun today. Maxfield Caulfield. Maxwell Caulfield, his birthday. He was the lead actor in that film opposite Michelle Pfeiffer, born in 1959. This day, he turned 63 years old. She, Michelle Pfeiffer, became a huge star. Despite that film, he did not, although he was on the Dynasty spinoff, The Colbys. Here's what's interesting. The original Grease in 1978 was the number one grossing movie at the box office, $395 million in the U.S. alone. Grease 2, which came out in 1982, the reviews weren't that stellar. $15 million total. I mean,
wow.
It's hard to believe off the name of Grease that people wouldn't watch a blank screen and it would make $100 million off the original. That's sort of weird.
That's people are stupid. Grease 2 is really? King.
Yeah,
I know you like it. I don't agree.
True fan.
I don't agree. I think it's flat. But there are people like yourself that are delusional that do like the film.
Good going, Tucker.
Yes, thank
all
you.
All right. So, anyway, there's a lot of buzz on this movie about Lucille Ball.
Good.
I love Lucy.
And yeah. I told you off air, it opens theatrically mid-December, but also it's day-to-day with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting before we bounce into that. The new Will Smith movie, King Richard, opened day-to-day, meaning it's on over 3,000 screens. It did $5.4 million over the weekend, which is not very good on that many screens. But it also opened HBO Max. Now, they released ratings. They said 707,000 people watched King Richard on HBO Max. But here's what's – and if you equate that to $10 a ticket – it's not bad. But here's the thing. They said that 100% of everybody that tuned in, 100% of them watched it from beginning to end. If that is accurate, I don't know how that could be. But that is good. That means they got absorbed into it and they liked it and they watched the whole thing, where some of the other stuff they report, if they watch the beginning 3 minutes, they count that as a viewership, which is sort of bizarre. But anyway, being the Ricardos, Nicole Kidman, Javier Bardem, that's a good cast. It looks really good.
It's going to be a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Good movie. I see that J.K. Rowling has gotten upset at people for posting her home address because...
I didn't do it.
No, I know that. But there was the Transgender Day of Remembrance, and there are, I guess... I'm trying to understand
what she say about it, because she's been very anti-trans.
Yeah, so. What happened was there was a demonstration outside her house, and the video posted clearly showed her address.
Got it.
Yeah. So, but because they aren't in the story, because they aren't in the movies?
No, because of her comments. She's been very oddly vocal about being anti-trans. It's strange. No one really knows what her... Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anyway... All right, Chucker, so we've caught up pretty well for the day.
Yes, let's go watch Grease 2 and call it a day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Or a night, one or the other. Chucker with Victoria and Jay and Doug.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.